Morning.
Morning.
Today I'm in 1 Timothy, and the verse that it's all on is 1 Timothy, it's right here in front of me, 1:15. So I'm going to start, though, at verse 12, and we'll conclude at 15. But I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considers me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Now, verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I was preparing for this, and I've had this in my Bible for a long time. It's out of a Daily Bread. It was written by Dave Roper, so we'll give him credit right here. And it reads, our friend Barbara Levitt loved flowers. Her home was a garden of rare beauty and sweet fragrance, and so was her life. Her presence was like a delightful bouquet. Barbara went to be the Lord in 2005, but something happened a few days before she died that I will never forget. My wife and I were sitting at her bedside with other friends telling stories about our childhood when I mentioned that I had once stolen some flowers. There was a park between the elementary school that I attended and our home. One day while walking through the park, I saw a row of iris in bloom and cut several to take to my mother. Some older boys saw me and threatened to call the police. I lived in terror for weeks, thinking that they would come and take me away. Barbara placed her hand over mine and murmured softly, I did that too. I thought, that should be my response when I see the sins of others or hear about them. I did that too. Perhaps I've not committed that particular sin, but all sin is blameworthy and requires God's forgiveness. Awareness of our depravity is what John Newton called the root of perpetual tenderness. I don't want to be like the ungrateful servant in Matthew 18. I want to be gracious, and show mercy, for I did that too. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we're a needy bunch of sinners, and may we confess our sins to you daily, and with your assurance that you are faithful and just to forgive our sins. May we show mercy to others, because you have shown mercy to us by sending your one and only Son, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.